On the show today, we have Glatt Consulting's very own Tom Glatt and Matt Griffiths on the show giving us the latest creatine health score, and it looks like the streak is over, and Tom and Matt will explain why, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the gentleman from Glatt Consulting, Mr. Tom Glatt up there in the right, left corner. I don't never know where it is when you do the recording, so there he is. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good. Doing great.
Good, good. And then right down below there is Mr. Matt Griffiths. Matt, how you doing, sir?
Doing awesome. Thanks.
All right. We're all hanging in there the best we can on this crazy, wacky roller coaster that we're on. And you pinged me via email, Tom, about the latest credit union health score. And it seems the streak is over, as we were talking before the recording. My gosh, we had this great run since what, 2013.
That's right.
And now it's come to a close. So give us the latest. What's going on here?
Yeah, in the scheme or grand scheme of streaks in the world, whether it's Lou Gehrig or Cal Ripken or Dow 20,000, whatever. We had this wonderful streak going on in credit unions where every year, or rather every quarter, we were seeing year-over-year improved performance. So for credit unions, those couple of quarters or years after the Great Recession ended were a bit challenging. We had corporate stabilization. We had recapitalizing the share insurance fund. But after that started to settle down, we just went on a tear. Credit unions were doing so good for so long. So 24 straight quarters of year-over-year improved performance ended, unfortunately, this year in the first quarter. Our score is 5.939, which is still above 5. So 5 being sort of that average benchmark performance we like to stay above.
Okay.
Still there, but we're down 1.7% year-over-year. First time we've hit negative, as we said, since 2013.
It's just, gosh, like you said, we've been on this incredible tear every time we spoke is like, can it get any better? And it did the next time we spoke, but then all of a sudden this thing called a pandemic hits and just throws a monkey wrench into everything. So Matt, what, from your perspective, what are you seeing as far as trends and things like that go, and kind of maybe some of the root causes of the decline?
Yeah, sure. I mean, we were seeing, while this is the first negative year over year, the rate of increase was lessening or decreasing leading up to this.
Yeah.
So we were definitely seeing a slowing in the positive results. Like you said, then the pandemic really hit. Remember, these are first quarter numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So really the full brunt of the pandemic isn't reflected yet, unfortunately.
Right.
But some of the drivers in the lower score was a continued weakness, primarily in loan growth and membership growth. Those have been trending down for several quarters now. And for example, loan growth was down 32.5% year over year.
Oh, wow.
So for first quarter, right. Tremendous slowdown. Membership growth was down 17.5%. So those were two major drivers.
And that was happening before the pandemic hit, you were saying? So there was, or just on the...
Those two items have been trending down for a few quarters now.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, like we said, really the pandemic was starting to come into full bloom late in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm afraid probably a lot of the damage isn't reflected yet.
Yeah. We Q2 is going to be a mess. So
go ahead. Yeah, throw in there, just to be clear, we're talking about the percent change in our score.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Loans being down 30%, but the score of loan growth, if you will, is down 30%. And to follow on what Matt said, I'm looking at our numbers here. The last time we saw positive year-over-year improvement in the loan growth score was fourth quarter 2018. So all of 2019, we started going negative,
mm-hmm.
Starting with 10%, then 21, 23, 25, now at 32.5, as Matt said. So this is, the pandemic is definitely going to be a factor, but where we are right now is a reflection of the trends that existed pre-pandemic.
Yeah. I heard time and time again, though, that Creighton's, if there ever was a time for a pandemic to hit, this was actually, speaking metaphorically here, it was actually okay, because Creighton's were really strong going into this. So If credit unions were really weak going into this, could you imagine what would be happening? But they had some momentum going into this, fortunately. But obviously we're all going to take a hit, especially in Q2. But I mean, is that what you guys were seeing as well? I mean, the strength of the credit union industry was pretty good, for based on at least from what I heard. What do you?
Yes, and I'm smiling because Matt and I just dug into that a couple weeks ago. We had nothing else to do. We were waiting for the data to come out. So like, all right, let's look back at some of the old data.
Yeah.
So we did a comparison of heading into the Great Recession. What did that look like as compared to the last couple of years heading into this particular pandemic time? And to your point, the last quarter, Q3 2007, last quarter before the Great Recession began, out of 17 components, credit unions only had good scores or positive movement in scores in 8 of those. This time, with 12 of 17 in the fourth quarter looking good before going into the decline. So I think absolutely we can look at the data and prove your point that credit unions, if you had to be prepared for one, you couldn't be better prepared than we are right now.
Exactly. Yeah. Not that you want it to happen, but this was, you know, something that happened for sure. I also wanted to talk about deposits, because I remember at GAC we were talking about, or even before that, credit unions need to get deposits. They need to get deposits. And all of a sudden the pandemic hits, and now credits, you know, be careful what you wish for, because they are ripe with deposits. What are you guys seeing in that end, Matt? Are you guys seeing?
Yeah, no, you're a great point. Of the 8 health score components that were positive year over year, cash and short-term investments performed the best. It was up 9% year over year. So it speaks directly to your point. I guess, you know, credit unions will benefit from a flight to quality, so to speak, and a liquidation, or everybody wants in the safest, shortest term assets. So you were seeing that already. To your point, kind of careful what you wish for. I'm sure that trend will continue. You know, looking at some other asset classes, the stock market obviously dipped so much, but now it's back, and how that plays into consumer confidence will feed into cash on hand at the bank. So it's going to be, to me, fascinating to see how this plays out.
I know in our household, just an example, I mean, other than I think we're solely keeping Amazon alive, other than that, we're not spending a whole
No, you're not the only one.
It's like Christmas every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. Every day there's a new package and you almost forget what's in it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I can totally see why that trend is happening, because, you know, people obviously aren't out and about. I mean, I think I've only filled up my car maybe 3 times in the last 3 months or something like that. So it's just
that's phenomenal for Southern California.
I know. It's like, thank you for that, actually. Yeah, we actually dipped down below $3 a gallon out here. So that was a reason for celebration, but that was short-lived. But that's a whole nother show. So what are some challenges going forward, Tom? What are you seeing on the horizon here that Creighton's going to be experiencing?
Sure. I've got 2 things to say about that, but just to add a couple of data points for your question about deposits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Real quickly, first quarter, usually you see a bump in asset growth, deposit growth, because you're comparing to the fourth quarter where people are spending holiday
funds. Oh, yeah. Good point.
So what will really be interesting to see, to Matt's point, we saw good scores in cash and short-term investments. So that money coming in is kind of parked for the moment for credit unions. Good scores for asset growth, good scores for that growth in deposits per member. So all those numbers are speaking to that growth in the deposit base that you were seeing at GAC before the pandemic. My suspicion is that number will be greater to all the points you just mentioned.
Yeah.
People are spending less. They can't go out and spend money if they even wanted to, other than, you know, exhausting the supply of Amazon.com. So I'm thinking we'll see those numbers grow. And I do believe then that leads to answering your question with one of the points we're concerned about is if you see a continued influx of cash, in particular now what we'll see in the second quarter, stimulus checks and the like, then you might start to see some pressure on net worth. The net worth score is very good. It's 8.75. So to remind your viewers, it's, you know, we score on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the highest you can get in our score benchmark range. So 8.75 is very good. We're very well capitalized, but that score only improved by 0.48%.
Okay.
So there's not a lot of room for it to go up right now if that's the band that we're playing in. So if we see more asset growth and continue to see the declines in income and loans that we're seeing right now, and we, by all accounts, we will see those, then it may be that we start to see a little bit of turn in net worth. And that leads us to the kind of this road ahead concept. We have seen, real quickly looking at the numbers, that the number of credit unions or the percentage of credit unions that have fallen below five or that exist below five increased by 2.06%. So we went from added 89 credit unions to that below average range. Mm-hmm. And that's what you look for, right? Are credit unions falling to the point where some aspect of their financial picture is putting them under pressure? Below mm-hmm. five, you're definitely got some pressure areas. If you're in a good economy, that's okay. If you're not, like we are, then below five is a problem. So I'm looking at that, and I'm also looking then at those that fall below 3.5. In our history analysis or historical analysis of our score, if a credit union falls below 3.5, generally it doesn't always happen this way, but generally you're talking about a credit union that will merge, or the regulator will help them make their choices for them.
Oh.
So we saw the increase in credit unions below 3.5 go from 38 credit unions to 52. That's a big jump. Now, generally smaller, but some of the larger credit unions are in that below 5, and you look for any to pop below 3.5. And there are some that could, I think.
Yeah, exactly. And also I wanted to kind of shift gears here, because you were talking about a new launch that you guys mm-hmm. want to announce that you're working on right now. Matt, do you want to dive into that, or Tom?
Yeah, sure. So I'll start and then Tom can jump in.
Sure.
So we've been doing a quarterly health score report, and Tom started that 18 years ago, Tom, is that right?
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, so which is, it's a great, concept, and it's been a great tool. But one challenge that has always existed is the reality of you're dealing with lagged data. Now, this is, an exaggerated lag in this instance. So here we are discussing Q1 2020 information, and it's already July.
Yeah.
But the NCUA just released all the data yesterday. So we're, at the mercy of the release of the data.
Yeah.
So Tom's idea was to try to recruit credit unions and get them to sign up to provide their monthly ratios and statistics directly to us, so that we would have more timely monthly information. And if we get a large enough sample size, we can kind of recreate some of the benefit of the health score report, and provide more timely analysis.
Oh, that would be super cool. I mean, everyone likes real-time information, so mm-hmm. Let's run with it. Yeah, Tom?
Yeah, no, we just put that out there a few days ago, so we are already getting a handful of credit unions expressing some preliminary interest. So we would love to have all credit unions participate. It's really just entering 17 ratios in a form on a monthly basis.
Okay.
But if we can get 250, 300 credit unions to participate, then that's a good sample size for the whole of the industry to give us something that will approximate the movement and the overarching health score that has all the data. And we really would like to have that for the benefit of credit unions, just to be able to see what's going on and to drive dialogue about trends that some credit unions may not be seeing yet, mm-hmm. but that may be headed their way.
And so what do you see the benefits of this? I mean, is it able to, like, obviously see a better picture more, faster, and then maybe some credit unions can, shift strategies, turn on a dime, that type of stuff? Or
I think that's right. It's a little bit of all of the above. Okay. So, we've always said our health score doesn't predict the future, but it does give you some trend data to really think about. Case in point, we had 3/4 of decline in health score prior to the Great Recession. So even before it started, before Hank Paulson and Bernanke and all those folks became household names, mm-hmm. we were starting to see declines in credit union health. Same thing is happening here. Before we even hit this COVID recession, we started seeing those declines, as we talked about, last year. If we can see those month to month, then you can begin to prepare more quickly for things that might be on the horizon. That might mean, we start to think about modeling more funds moving into our allowance for loan loss account. Or if things are going the other direction, mm-hmm. maybe we want to be first on the block to loosen our underwriting standards so we can grab some market share. It's just giving credit unions another bit of data to consider in analyzing strategic execution or strategy opportunity or risk mitigation.
That's cool. And in my notes here, you say it's a free program for credit unions to join and receive all that type of stuff. So
that's right. The pay to play is provide the data and you get the reports. They won't be as detailed as our quarterly report, because we won't have everything to give you granular state or local data like we have in our quarterly reports for our subscribers. But nonetheless, you'll be able to see how all the 17 metrics are moving month to month, year over year, once we get that year over year data. And yeah, absolutely free.
Cool. And Matt, where can folks go to sign up or contact you guys? Hey, we want to participate. Where do they go to do that?
Easiest way would be to go to glattconsulting.com. Okay. You'll see a sign up link and we'll be in touch with you immediately.
Right on, right on. Yeah. And lastly, guys, I don't know if you guys, because this is going to be a trend that's going to be, I think we all see it coming, is the collections aspect. Do you guys measure that at all? I mean, I think it's too early to tell right now, but I think in the next, people are saying, you know, the next 90 to 180 days is going to be really telling as far as collections and things like that. Do you guys measure that at all? Or is that just, or is that something else down the road?
Yeah, collections indirectly. So we've got three metrics that speak to that in our health score.
Okay.
Delinquent loans, charge-offs, and the Texas ratio. The Texas ratio is not one that credit unions look at normally, if you will. It's not a common ratio. It's not in the list of ratios that the NCUA is looking at, or at least publishes. So the Texas ratio is looking at your long-term delinquencies relative to your capital and your allowance for loan loss balances. So we can start to think about the impact of collections by seeing movements in the Texas ratio combined with delinquency and charge-off figures. We're not seeing much movement right now. And Matt and I also were talking about the fact that we might not see it in great numbers in the second quarter because you've got forbearance, because you've got legislative activity and regulatory activity. It's pushing off the reckoning of loans that are past due. Mm-hmm. But I think, yeah, credit unions right now should be beefing up that staff and figuring out how to respond to what could be an avalanche of collection activity if we don't have, say, the House of Representatives and the Senate come up with some sort of bill that continues to provide cash for consumers to pay their loans.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Matt, anything else we should be looking out for in the next, just based on the numbers, based on the information you guys have, anything else Creighton should be looking out for?
To touch on the last point, I'm most interested in to see how the delinquencies play out. Because of the forbearance, the enhanced federal unemployment insurance of $600 per week that is slated to expire at the end of July, to see how, you know, all of this plays off of employment, which we had a tremendous number today of new jobs added. It was 4.8 million, but it's, you know, after we had lost so many.
Yeah.
So I don't think the dust has settled yet on the consumer's ability to meet their debt obligations.
Okay.
I think that's going to be the most important thing to watch over the next couple of months.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. All right, gentlemen, anything else? Anything else to wrap up here? Oh, and we can go to the website, your website, obviously, to get the latest credit union health score, right?
Yeah, they're at glattconsulting.com. There's a main menu item called Health Score. Credit unions can go there and sign up for the free quarterly report. And there's also the page for the monthly report, RSVP, or, you know, add me to the list.
Okay.
We've got the whole thing functioning. We just need to get the base up so we can start asking for data. But we're hoping to begin reporting in August on July data. Okay. So the sooner credit unions sign up and get into our workflow, the better.
Oh, cool. Well, we'll be looking forward to that for sure. All right, guys. Well, I'll let you get back to work. You guys probably have a lot on your plate, as we all do these days. So appreciate the time as always. And this information, oh my gosh, this information is just, it's gold, man. It's gold. So appreciate it. And let's chat again on the next quarter. And we can talk about the new numbers too. So looking forward to it.
Thanks.
Great. Yep.
All right, guys. Well done.